This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for our daily tech and business report. And today we are joined by Bloomberg's Mark Gurman. Apple has set a launch date for next week for what is expected to be a new version of its least expensive line. Mark, what are you hearing?
So Apple on February 19th, that Wednesday, will announce a new iPhone. This will be a replacement for the iPhone SE. And this device is long anticipated. It's going to be Apple's first product with its own cellular modem. So that's the chip that allows these things to connect to the network. So that's going to replace Qualcomm. It's going to have a larger screen and a new design compared to the previous model. Now, the big change is that they're going to remove the home button and have an all full screen look like the modern iPhones that they've sold for the last 7-8 years, all for a package coming in around $500. So in terms of competition with the low end from Samsung and Google and some of the emerging market players in China and India, I think this is going to be a really hot new product.
Yeah, tell us about some of the features on this new, less expensive iPhone.
So this less expensive iPhone is going to get Face ID first for something on the budget line from Apple. Traditionally, they use Touch ID and have a home button. You're now going to have a more gesture-based interface as well to control the iPhone. So this is similar to the interface that you get on the iPhone 16s today. On the back, you're going to have one camera, so a 48-megapixel camera. That compares to two cameras on the regular iPhone 16 and three cameras on the iPhone 16 Pro line. That's been the case since they moved to the 11 Pro line back in 2019. And so you're going to get basically the core features of a modern high-end iPhone, including the same chip used in the iPhone 16, the A18 processor, and the new AI features. That's Apple Intelligence.
It seems like a very serviceable phone for a nice savings for your wallet.
It is a serviceable phone with a nice savings. I think a lot of people are going to be interested in this. People who haven't upgraded to a new iPhone in several years, people who are trying to switch from Android or one of the other phone makers. So I think this is going to be quite popular, especially given that iPhone sales haven't been doing so well lately.
Yeah, I wonder, who does Apple see as the market for this new phone? Is it somebody who say, boy, I'd love to get that new iPhone, I just can't afford it?
This is for people who are on much older iPhones looking to upgrade, people who have held off on upgrading because of the price point, and trying to get people who are switchers. But also, I wouldn't discount them trying to sell this phone to first-time smartphone users, right? People from an older generation or people from a much younger generation, kids who are primed to get their first phone. So this would fit perfectly into those categories as well, I think, given the price point and, like you said, it being pretty serviceable.
What would be some things that this new phone cannot do that the higher-end iPhones can do?
Well, there's really not a lot that this phone won't be able to do. I mean, it'll have fewer cameras, so some of the more advanced camera features available on the 16 Pros will, of course, not be available on this phone. Another thing it won't be able to do is get as large of a screen, right? So it's going to have a 6.1-inch screen, and so it's going to be a little bit smaller than the screen size offerings on the 16 Pro models, right? Those come in 6.3 and 6.9 inches. This is going to be the same screen size as some of those smaller iPhones from years past, but still pretty considerable jump from the current iPhone SE. But in terms of features, you're pretty much getting everything. You're going to get Face ID. You're going to get Apple Intelligence. You're going to get a pretty good display. You're going to get a pretty good camera. So you're not really missing anything here.
Mark, I'm one of those people who likes gadgets, and you've been reporting for Bloomberg that Apple has a slew of new products that it plans to launch before the middle of the year. Take us through what are some of those?
You're going to see some minor updates to the entry-level iPad, some minor updates to the iPad Air, new processors and cameras and the like. You're also going to see an upgraded MacBook Air, right? You're going to get that with the new M4 processor. So that's the same chip that came to the iPad Pro last year and the MacBook Pro iMac and Mac Mini in November. Now that's coming down line to the MacBook Air. There's also a smart home hub being announced in a matter of months. This is a smart display, something that would compete with Google Nest and Amazon Echo. And so a lot to like in terms of new products from Apple, but nothing, you know, revolutionary or particularly major, but they're running, the drumbeat keeps going.
Does this new phone have a name or number attached to it?
Well, right now the budget iPhone is called the iPhone SE. Given that they're saying that this is a new member of the iPhone family, that would suggest they are changing the name. There's been speculation that makes sense to me, something like iPhone 16e or 16SE. So something with something that portends to it being a bit of a lighter, lower-end version.
All right, Mark, thank you. Great information from Bloomberg's Mark Gurman. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8.